You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Jonathan and Liz from the Beths in the studio. Morena, how are you both?
Hi, we're very well, thank you.
Kia ora, hi.
Thank you for coming in so early in the morning as well. It's great to see you ahead of what is going to be a big couple of weeks for the Beths.
Thanks.
It's the VNZMAs next week, and you guys are up for 5 awards, which is completely wild and very deserved as well. Future Me Hates Me is up for Album of the Year. You're also up for Vodafone Single of the Year for Little Death. You're up for Best Group, Breakthrough Artist of the Year, and Best Alternative Artist as well. So huge congratulations. That's really awesome.
Thanks.
How's it feel?
Feels good. I think I'm proudest of Best Group.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It feels good.
People collectively.
It's a real succinct award. Best Group.
Just Best Group, full stop.
Yeah. That's good.
I feel like we're a good
group. We're a good group.
We love each other very much.
I think of us as a group. It's nice to be appreciated.
A good little gang. Well, we spoke to you last time before the Scrolls as well, so it has been a big year for your band. What has it been like sort of returning back to New Zealand after this massive tour you've been having overseas?
It's been really nice. It's something that we've been really looking forward to while we've been away. It's like a long, particularly this year, we've been away like most of the year and just getting progressively more tired.
You played like 250 shows or something wild like that.
In the last like 18 months, I think we were close to that.
That's crazy.
Which is a lot. But yeah, it's just like, it feels really nice and really fitting that we get to come back and play some shows and do some fun stuff.
Yeah, back at home as well. What's the crowds overseas like? Were you sort of surprised by the kind of people that were showing up to your gigs, or was it sort of the same as the sort of crowds you're used to playing at home?
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like we get a lot of like dads and daughters.
Cute. Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
Which I really like. I think it's a great crowd. Often is that makes for a really good gig, and kind of staggers the height from front of the audience to back of the audience in a great way, you know.
I'll see you after. That kind of thing would be like, you got the front, you have a nice time. I'll just be down here.
Yeah, totally.
Also having a nice time.
And then they both come up to the merch table together and like...
And they're like, this is the only band we both like.
That's so cute.
It's quite cute.
That's like really great. Hands. So that was kind of across the board. You see that sort of everywhere.
You see it definitely in the US. You see it pretty commonly because it's pretty easy to bring someone underage into a bar in the US if you're a guardian or something like that. So I guess it's more common there than lots of places. But we feel like we get a pretty good audience. And we're very rarely confronted by our audience as well. Like we generally have a pretty sweet.
I feel like any Beth's gig I've ever been to is one of the happiest crowds. Everyone's just there to have a really lovely time, and it is always a pleasure to be in that crowd. It must be quite fun to play for as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, just, I don't know, people seem to have a nice time, and we want them to be happy, and we try to make a culture where that's within the gig, where that's the vibe, I guess, with like supports that we play with. And I don't know. We try to make a good show.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Nah, I'm sure people appreciate it as well. I'm also quite interested. Did you find any songs that you have performed sort of had different responses as well? Because sometimes you'll, I guess, be working on a track and maybe think this is the one people will really go hard for, and then at the gig it's completely different. Did you have anything like that when you were touring?
Yeah, it's really wild in all the different like continents and territories and things. The whatever like the biggest song is will be completely different. Like in Australia, You Wouldn't Like Me was the single. Like,
oh, really?
In the UK it was Great No One, and like in the US it varies like state by state and town by town with different college radio stations and things like that. But it's not like I don't know. People usually have listened to the record as well. That's interesting just for set listing. Just different songs than you think go down in different places. When we're in Singapore, the crowd was quite unexpectedly super hooning, like moshing and stuff. And
that's awesome.
Like moshing with like straight edge righteous fury.
That's such a hectic but awesome buzz as well. I've heard that from other bands as well. Apparently Singapore goes really wild at gigs.
It was really fun.
That sounds like a great time.
Felt like a real rock band.
Look, Mum, we're a real rock group now. Hey, you guys are recording a second album, which is very exciting. Can you tell us anything about that?
We're doing it at my studio just up the road in Kōrang Hape Road. Liz has written a bunch of songs, and we're making some progress and feeling quite positive about it.
Feeling mostly positive with just sometimes deep kind of horror at what we have to do, and then mostly positive.
And then swinging back up again.
Yeah, it's. I feel like we've known this coming for like obviously a year. Mm-hmm. We've been trying to prep and write songs and think about it, and it's just every now and then you're just like, oh my gosh, we have to bring another album. What if everyone hates it?
When you've been on such a massive tour like you have, does that change the way you're writing, Liz, or does it kind of still just sort of remain at your normal?
Yeah, it does. I struggle a bit to write when we're like, when you're sitting in a van all day. It's like your experience becomes quite the range of things that you experience becomes kind of small.
Yeah,
you kind of like wake up in a hotel or something, sit in a van for a few hours, and then end up in a venue.
Mm-hmm.
But I know lots of people can write on the road. I just kind of struggle with it, so I tend to write and try to furiously write kind of in the breaks.
Awesome.
Which is different than how before, because obviously it was just like living like a normal regular person. and writing kind of up during that over the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's awesome to have you guys up here. Very excited about a new record coming out. And of course, you're playing a couple of sold out shows at the Hollywood. That is on the 17th, which is a Sunday, and the 16th. And that's going to be really wicked for anybody who's heading along to that. And stink if you haven't got tickets yet, I believe.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. AC Freezy's opening.
Yep.
Have you guys played the Hollywood before?
I haven't.
No, it's going to be a mean venue. It's just always a lovely place to hang out as well. I feel like that's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, we're going to try and make it a good gig. We're going to bring some lights.
Oh, cool. BYO lights to the Beth's gig.
Yeah, bring lots of lights.
Well, we're going to play Little Death now, which is, of course, the single that you're up for. Fourth single of the year at the VNZMAs. Thank you both for coming in this morning. It's lovely to chat to you, always. And good luck for all of the things in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We're stoked.
Starts beating faster, the world starts moving slower, and I just freeze. And it's cold, the steam escapes through my lips and dissipates, and you breathe it in, we all breathe it in. Your smile makes me weak, and the red spreads to my cheeks. You make me feel three glasses in. You say my name, my legs support a little less. My tongue becomes a little miss. My lips are longing to confess. Ooh, my lungs they catch on every breath. My heart beats harder as it came inside my chest. Don't die, I'll die a little. We'll be right back.
This is the Beths with Little Death. This track is up for Vodafone Single of the Year at the VNZMAs next week on the 14th. That's happening. They're also up for Album of the Year for Future Me, Hates Me, Best Group, Breakthrough Artist of the Year and Best Alternative Artist, which is awesome. Plus, they're also up for the People's Choice Award. So if you wanted to chuck them a vote or vote for anybody else that you love, you can do that through the People's Choice page on the VNZMAs website as well. Great way to support your favourite groups. And huge thanks again to Liz and Jonathan for coming and chatting to us this morning. It's always a pleasure to have them in the studio.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.